Okay, Sergeant Brown. So I guess the first question I have for you is that on February 22nd, the Peace Regional Detachment launched a police priorities survey. And overall, we've had about a month or so, and you presented to council. What were the big things that you found out were the biggest trends?
Well, so each fiscal year, the detachment conducts consultations that includes various community groups. So that includes us going out and visiting with our chiefs and councils, elected officials, mayors, councils, and in some of the community groups that we interact with throughout the year as well. And the idea of that is to establish our priorities for the year. So through our consultations, what we're hearing clearly from the communities that we serve is what their policing priorities are. And then we establish goals above and beyond our routine day-to-day duties, and we design initiatives to help us address those priorities throughout the year. So what we saw this year was the Town of Peace Server published an online survey in February that they invited both regional and town residents to contribute to. So the idea being that we could receive feedback directly from the public, and those results were then shared with us. So now, these priorities can shift from year to year depending on any number of factors. One year, the community might express that the impacts of mental wellness and domestic violence, for example, are being felt throughout the community, and that this might be a police priority focus for us. These have been priorities of ours in the past, so we tailor our response to be consistent with the community need. So this year, what we've heard from the Town of Peace Server's online survey is that property crime, drug-related crime, and impaired driving are among the highest priorities in the minds of the respondents. And what I will say is that feedback is generally consistent with what we're hearing from our other communities and community groups that we've been engaging with. And so we're seeing that same priority setting in our day-to-day response to calls for service as well. That's what we're feeling here at the detachment.
Okay, so I guess I'm kind of looking at this too, and I remember that there was one story that came from the Peace Regional Detachment, and one that I remember we read at Ozono Weekend, where two people that I think, according to the release, had no connection to each other, consumed what they believed were street drugs, and then ended up in a very precarious situation, getting very sick. I mean, now we may have another thing out there, which is that when people are buying their quote unquote fix. They could be laced with other things that could also be a lot more dangerous. Like, how much more of a curveball does this throw into at least when it comes to tracking down on illegal street drugs?
Well, yeah, and as you may have heard, some of the more southern communities over the last month in the province have been seeing higher than normal overdose situations relating to recreational drug use. And some of those communities, thankfully not ours yet, this has resulted in multiple deaths in a short amount of time. So we're fortunate that we haven't seen that locally. However, on February 27th, our detachment did respond to two overdose situations within minutes of one another, right here in town, and seemingly unrelated individuals. So although we can't specifically identify the potential cause for those situations, what warning I can provide is this, is over the last few years, the detachment has been encountering an increase in the number of drug seizures that we're seeing where both fentanyl and carfentanil are being found to have been mixed into recreational street drugs. So both of these drugs are highly dangerous and can be fatal, and even in the smallest amounts. So you need to know that if you're purchasing and consuming recreational drugs, know that there's no way of knowing what it is that you're really ingesting, and that you may be getting something that's a lot more dangerous than what you're expecting. So even locally, we're seeing that increase in number of situations where deadly drugs are being found in what's being purported to be heroin, for example, or cocaine. So the local detachment is currently working with the Town of Peace River and Northern Sunrise County FCSS departments to host an online information session in the near future for the public as it relates to opioids. And we'll offer information and opportunity for members of the public to ask questions from an RCMP expert in the field. And more information on this will be available in the weeks to come. I expect it will be available on the Town of Peace River and the county's websites once we fix a date for that. But I guess the big takeaway is if you're seeking help with addictions, there are local resources available for you, and you don't have to travel this path alone. So the local Mental Health and Addictions Office can be reached during business hours here locally at 780-624-6151, but there's also a 24-hour helpline that can be reached at 1-866-332-2322.
Okay, wow, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. Also, I guess kind of looking at the thing of property crime theft and I see obviously that one too is obviously a big one here. We know especially around Grimshaw, there's a lot of break and enters. And I mean, not knowing much, I guess, about tactical and logistical operations. What are some of the best ways you could do to kind of counteract that? Because you never know when somebody will get the urge to say, crack open a car window and steal what's in there, or like try to break into someone's home. And I remember when I got here last year, I want to say like late 2019, Dave LeBlanc that pointed out to me that some of these guys, even in the IGA parking lot, were like, had no problem going there at like 2:30 in the afternoon and like cracking windows to steal things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the impacts of property crime, as we can be seen by the survey results that we received this year, are being felt, especially in the rural setting and communities throughout Western Canada as well. So the trend isn't unique to the Peace region, and over the last few years is unfortunately being felt throughout the province and beyond our borders as well, from what I understand. So locally, what I can tell you about the trends that we're observing relating to property crime, specifically, like you're saying, the continuation of vehicle thefts or thefts from vehicles, and break and enters and thefts from properties that are vacant. I can speak to both of those. So first off, with respect to vehicle thefts, I mean, an alarming number of vehicle thefts that we encounter are crimes of opportunity, in the sense that vehicles are left running or idling while somebody runs in, especially in the winter months, and just leaves it standing for a couple seconds while they grab their coffee in the morning, right? And it just takes a couple seconds for somebody to capitalize on that opportunity, and then you become a victim of this, right? With respect to taking valuables out of your vehicle, very important, right? Don't leave anything within sight. The basic crime prevention tips with respect to the vehicle thefts that we are seeing. Don't leave the keys inside your vehicle. Don't leave a spare set somewhere hidden inside, because they will be found. With respect to unoccupied homes and properties, like, we're finding that those are both being targeted in municipal and rural settings. So what we're seeing is homes under construction, for example, where tools or other items of values are left overnight, or situations where perhaps, like, elderly owners have moved in with their children, left their rural property vacant. They've been feeling the impact of this. So businesses and buildings that have been left vacant due to economic and pandemic situations are also feeling that impact. And oftentimes, because of the remoteness of some of these properties that are being targeted, the chances of police patrol encountering a break and enter in progress in a random patrol are unfortunately pretty small. So I guess, what are we doing at the detachment? Well, this last year, Peace Regional Detachment established a business check program, right? And this sees our members actively patrolling communities after hours and physically checking businesses, homes, and vehicles to ensure that they're secure. So where we conduct a check and find everything secure, we're going to leave you a card to let you know the date and the time of our check. So you don't need to do anything with this card. Often what we're finding is people are finding that we've been at their business over the weekend, locating a card and then calling us and wondering, well, what's up? Well, the card just tells you that we've been there to let you know that we've been out patrolling your community and checking on your property. But where we do encounter situations where we find perhaps garage doors mistakenly left open or business was left insecure, we're going to do everything we can to locate an owner or a key holder in an effort to reduce the likelihood of theft and prevent people from becoming victims of crime.
Awesome. So really what it sounds like here from what you're telling me, Sergeant, is that really, like, there's a lot of little reminders, such as, like, back in the day, I know some people like to brag about their towns, like, oh, I could go inside and leave my car running for 10 minutes and no one will take it. But I'd like to say that, you know, with 2005, when I was here the first time, that may have been the story. But now I think it sounds like the idea of, like you just said right now, like little things like, you know, close your garage door, remember to do it. It seems like that if a lot of people, like, almost take a daily checklist, they could remember to do these things. And at the very least, I mean, a criminal's a criminal, but you'll very much minimize their chances. I mean, if a garage door is closed and your neighbor's is open, they may not go in your house, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you say, like a routine or a checklist is something positive to have, just to make sure that you're securing all your property as best as you possibly can. So I guess that leads me to, well, what can you do as an owner of perhaps a vacant property, right? Or just, in your community wanting to make your house a little bit more safe. Well, getting to know your neighbors. Have them check up on your property. This is increasingly, in our increasingly digital and remote workplace kind of world, we're finding that those personal connections with people living across the street from us or living on the land next to us are really diminishing. But maintaining those strong community connections are really important to preventing and resolving this property crime. So on two occasions in recent weeks here at the Detachment, we've seen success in having been alerted to break and enters in progress by neighbors who were alert and community members that have noticed suspicious activity and have called it into the police. Right, and it's contingent on people in your community knowing what belongs and what doesn't belong. Right, if they see a vehicle that they don't recognize, calling it into the police if the circumstances justify it. Right, those situations resulted us in locating and apprehending and charging the individuals involved on two different occasions in just the last 2 weeks. So the importance of strong community connections really can't be understated. right? If you're leaving a property unattended, in addition to having trusting people check in on it regularly, consider exploring electronic monitoring solutions. Like, these have become a lot more accessible to the general public in the recent years. So take advantage of this and consider investing in cameras that will notify you, send a message to your phone if there's movement so you can in turn contact the police. So we partnered also with the local Citizens on Patrol and Rural Crime Watch groups, and if you're not a member of one of those and you're looking to get involved, I encourage you to check to see which groups are active in your specific community. You can usually do this through visiting your town or county's webpage and getting connected there.